Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is in your midst. The kingdom of God is here. Get ready for it." The kingdom of God is here and already upon us, already at hand. Sometimes we ask, why does it seem like the world only gets worse instead of better? Like there is still so much war and disease and hatred. It doesn't seem like the kingdom of God is about to sprout open anytime soon. So it would seem. Pope John Paul II called the 20th century the century of the martyrs. We think about the early church being a time of great martyrdom. In actuality, it was the 20th century that has had the most martyrs of the church by number and by nationality and by reason. So many people killed out of hatred for the faith. Jesus today says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that is planted intentionally. And it's so small, it's so tiny, but one day it shall sprout up so large that all the birds of the sky will come and make a home in its branches. He says it's like the yeast, just a few tiny specks that a woman kneads into flour. And then all of a sudden, without understanding how, this dough becomes leavened and rises up, ready to become fresh bread. There's a kind of surprise, a kind of unexpected vision that's required, because the kingdom of God, though it is a visible kingdom, though it is the visible power of God, in so many ways is hidden and veiled. It's happening even in the midst of war and famine and hatred. Luke, in this part of the gospel, is having Jesus talk about what is God up to in the world? What is God doing in the world? Well, God is still planting this mustard seed. God is still kneading the Spirit of Jesus into the world. And we have eruptions of it. We have some tastes and visions of it. But we still can't grasp how this will come out to be so beautiful in the end. Think a fun analogy to think about is, think of a world filled with people where no one has ever seen a child born. Just consider that for 1 minute. No one has ever seen a child grow in its mother's womb and be born. Well, if a woman got pregnant and began to have a little queasiness, a little sickness, her body began to expand in strange ways, people would say, this is a very bad thing. What is going on? And when labor came upon her, people will be shocked. This is terrible. How can we stop this? But all of a sudden, when the baby is born and they see her face, they hold her body, they caress this little human being in this world where no one has seen this before, then the meaning of everything that's happened has totally changed. That's what the kingdom of God will be like when we see all this wretchedness in the world. We think, why does God not stop this? But when we see the new life that's born in the kingdom, everything will be changed about how we looked upon those times. And all sadness will be turned into dancing. All despair will be turned into joy. Today, can we believe in the mustard seed that God is planting in our lives today? Where is the dough rising in my life? Even amidst the sorrow, even amidst the waiting. The kingdom of God is upon us indeed, and it will come. Today, let's allow the Father to plant those seeds in us and to mix that leaven into our lives, that we can be instruments of God's kingdom.